Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we started another chapter, chapter called Preferring Death Over Life. Yesterday we did the virtues of a plague, and today's chapter is Preferring Death Over Life. Again, let us just stop and pause and think that any other deen, any other religion, any other science, any other medical science, whatever science you get, whenever we get a topic like this, preferring death over life. So now people always ask that what is so special about the Muslims? What is so special about us? Would whole ever think like this, that a person is actually preferring to die over them? In other words, the heart and the mind and everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful deen we have got. That this dunya is just a temporary abode, and akhirat is there forever and ever and ever. The person's mind is on that akhirat. It's like a person who's got a journey. For example, he's going for Hajj. As the days are coming closer, his mind and his heart is more and more closer to Baytullah. He's getting more and more excited as the days are coming. So this is how a Muslim thinks. And this is his journey towards akhirat. So as each day is going, he's getting more and more desirous, more and more excited about that journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحفة المؤمن الموت. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, death is the gift of a believer. That a gift, like how you get a hadiah, a gift, somebody will send you a gift like that. This is a gift for a believer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? Maut. Allah Pak is giving a person a present, he's giving him maut. عن محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يكره ابن الآدم الموت والموت خير له من الفتنة. حضرت محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, man dislikes death whilst it is better for him than tribulation, than trials in his deen. His death is better for him than going through any tribulations and hardships as far as deen is concerned. Maut is such a nice thing. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he mentions that there can be nothing better for a person in this time and age than to go nicely with Iman. What can be better than that? And to go away nicely with Iman, yet people look at it as such a bad thing, such a sad thing that the person is gone. But he went away nicely with Iman. This person, he did whatever he needed to do, and then he went away nicely with Iman. What can be better than that? The benefit of death is that there is no fear of one's deen becoming corrupt. So long as a man is alive, that fear is still there, that his Iman, his deen can be corrupted. But when a man is gone nicely, now that fear is not there anymore, that there can be some harm as far as his deen is concerned. On the other hand, as long as a person is living, the fear of falling into temptation is always there. There is more so, this is more so when the causes of temptation are present, we seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from it. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدنيا سجن المؤمن وسنته فإذا فارق الدنيا فارق السجن والسنة. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this world is a prison and a place of drought for a believer. When a person is in prison or it is at a time of drought, then you'll find that the comforts and the luxuries and the amenities that are generally available are not available in the prison. And even if he's out of the prison, if it is a time of drought and scarcity, it's very hard to get all these luxuries and its amenities because it's complete drought, people are in difficulties. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this world is a prison and a place of drought for a believer. When he leaves this world, he leaves behind the prison and the place of drought, because the comforts and the bounties in the year after are perfect. Compared to the dunya, this dunya is like a prison, place of drought, and he goes there, fertile, lush, beautiful, open, free. Anything a person wants to do, he can do. There's no limitations. The sky also is not the limit. Whatever a person wants to do, he can do. So compared to the akhirat, this dunya is like a prison, is like a place where a person is suffering from drought. And Anasin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mawtu kaffaratun li kulli muslim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death is atonement. Atonement means forgiveness for sins of every Muslim. Why? In the sense that some or all the sins of a person is pardoned due to the pangs of death. So this death itself is atonement. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so many different ways for a person's sins to be forgiven. Any difficulty he's going through, his gunas are getting forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during his life, this person makes tawbah, his gunas are forgiven. The person cries from his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah, his gunas are forgiven. So many different methods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two Muslims meet, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak is forgiving sins. Like that, there are so many different things that causes a person's sins to be forgiven. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even death also is causing his sins to be forgiven. Why? The little bit difficulty that he's going through at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving a person's sins even at that time. And one more hadith. عن أبي مليك الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم حبب الموت إلى من يعلم أني رسولك. حضرت أبو مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم made this dua. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم made this dua for us. What dua? Oh Allah, make death beloved to the one who believes that I am your messenger. Oh Allah, that person that believes, that ummati that believes that I am the prophet, I am the rasul, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make maut beloved. Make him love maut. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the benefit of a person loving maut. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who believes that I am your messenger, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make maut beloved to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make maut also beloved to us. From these ahadiths we realize that a person, he realizes what a beautiful thing that is. Such a nice thing. It's not something that we should be fleeing from, running from, being scared and worried and anxious. It's actually tuhfatul mu'min. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a gift to you. Imagine when somebody that is renowned, reputable, gives us a gift, how nice we feel. And the higher the maqam of the person, the bigger the gift, the better the gift, depending on the person's maqam. A person is a king, a person is a president, is a minister, and then now he gives a gift. Imagine that person who is the king of all kings. And he's giving us a gift. And what is the gift? He's giving us maut. Why should a person ever be sad that he's getting such a big gift from the giver of all gifts? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. It's also the night of Zil Hijjah. It's a very Mubarak day. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and recite Surah Kahf. And we should try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.